CliffCentral.com.
Speaking of teachers, I do want to talk to Sekgo Moeng. Now, you know that we care about kids and education in this country, and this is not going to be one of those discussions where we sit and we go, oh, you know, it's such a problem, education is such a problem in this country, there's so many kids who just can't read. There are a lot of kids who can't read. We know our literacy rates are horrendous. But there's someone doing something about this. And what I love is bringing the people in here to talk to all of us who know how to fix the problems. Not just sit here and talk about them, fix them. And Sekgo Moeng has a business called Spotlight Education. She focuses on kids and literacy. And we tracked her down. And this might be the best news for people who are concerned about how many kids in this country can't read properly. I mean, I struggle in a, on a good day.
Well,
right?
You just gave us an example of how bad your mathematics is. So
right.
Let's focus on literacy then.
So let's focus on literacy, because Sekgo, it's a pleasure to meet you. How nice of you to come in and see us this morning. Sekgo Moeng is our guest. It's called Spotlight Education. Am I right about that so far? Let me just switch on your microphone here. I've got such microphone problems today. You have no idea. Testing, testing. Hello, Sekgo.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks for having
me. So tell me about what Spotlight Education is.
Spotlight Education is a company that was formed to change lives through education. So we offer extramural activities that are fun and entertaining, but that teach kids how to read English in a short space of time.
How short is that space of time?
we've tested our products on kids, and it literally took them 20 days to learn how to read 3 to 4 and 5 letter words in English, just from playing the games with the teachers.
Unbelievable. How did you stumble upon this? I mean, you must be some kind of a genius yourself, because we know how difficult it is with limited resources, with schools that aren't always as functional as they might be, particularly in rural areas. We know what the communication gap can do to someone's expectations for their own career, for their own advancement in life. Clearly, being able to read and being able to read quickly and fluently and being able to grasp those things at a young age is so instrumental in how someone's life will turn out.
Definitely. The programs that we use use phonics as a method of teaching. So phonics as a method of teaching kids how to read by correlating sounds and symbols in the alphabetic writing system. And that's what makes it easy for children to grasp concepts. But I think the other thing that really helps with our program is, you know, kids are inclined to study because they have fun. So it's easy for you to get their undivided attention, and they learn in the process without even realizing it.
You mentioned that it was fun and that there are games, and that's kind of how you get the kids involved. What kind of games do you play with them?
We basically use adventure phonics games.
Yeah.
So they consist of exercises and cut games.
Oh, okay.
That kids play with the teachers.
That sounds pretty cool. Now, phonics, yeah, that's like apple.
Yes.
B.
For cat and stuff.
Okay.
Like yes.
Well, Ben's still struggling with some of that. You know, he didn't really go to school. He had to teach himself in the wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when we go in the wild one day, you'll look to me when things get howly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this must be a very gratifying thing to do, because you see immediate improvement in people's comprehension.
Definitely. It's amazing. I think, you know, seeing them just progressing in such a short space of time is fulfilling.
Do you have products like DVDs and things that you can sell if people are interested in doing this in their own areas, or is it a program that you need to actually get?
It's a program that you need to get from us. You know, we have trained teachers, so you parents are welcome to send their kids.
Are you all over the country?
Not at this stage. We'd like to get there, though. I mean, we only have a center in Midrand at the moment, and uh-huh, we are opening a new one in Parkhurst as well. So if parents are interested, I think they can just go to our website, www.spotlite.co.za. So it's spelled differently. I think people always get it wrong.
Spotlite.
So it's not Spotlight the way you know it, you know.
Sure.
So, I mean, then, you know, we can then provide more information regarding where, you know, they can get our programs, basically.
How do you determine the level of a kid's literacy or comprehension in order to give them the right courses? I mean, do you just take all comers and they all sit down and they all learn together, or are you able to evaluate?
No, our teachers do pre-assessment. So before we take in your child, you know, we have a session where teachers sit with them and then they take them through some questions, and that's when they can determine where the kids are in terms of literacy levels.
Michael Flax, I don't know what your levels of literacy are. But your spelling is not great.
My spelling's not great.
Yeah.
But I think that has to do with the way I hear things and sound things out.
Right, which is phonics. If you'd done Spotlight Education when you were a kid, you might have been a whole lot better at spelling.
Probably. Yeah. And spelling's a big thing. Like in varsity, you get counted down marks for spelling and stuff like that.
Well, when I get emails from people that can't spell, I just delete them.
I know, you don't take them seriously.
No, you can't. Ben?
Some of my people don't read Michael's emails.
I'm still wondering why Paul Mashatile hasn't confirmed that interview for Friday. But, Seho, is this your business? You started this all on your own?
Basically, Spotlight Education is my business, but the guys that developed and produced the games are my partners. You know, I've worked with them on quite a lot of projects before, so they decided to develop such wonderful programs, and I decided, okay, let's just use it, you know, and change lives.
It is incredible, and we need programs like this in South Africa.
Yeah.
So the website, again, in case people need to know.
It's Spotlite education.co.za.
Spotlite education.co.za. Spotlight spelled Spotlite. And if you need any more info, we'll post that up on cliffcentral.com later today. But listen, congratulations on your business. Congratulations on the things that you're doing to help kids read faster, read better. I wonder if the president had a chance to come and see you. Maybe, you know, just maybe those speeches wouldn't be so troublesome for him.
Thank you so much.
And Chris, I appreciate you coming to tell us about your amazing program this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Very cool.
I really appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, we like people who are innovating, who are improving other people's lives.
Okay, thanks.
And we all know how important education is.
Yes, it is.
Very good. Well, thank you.
All right. Thank
you, Seho. Seho Moeng. And if you want to find out more, you heard it, spotlighteducation.co.za on the web. Right, Mubs?
That's right.
Damn straight. CliffCentral.com.